This is an All Ears English bonus episode, native speaker interview with Allison, why a safe space matters for language learning. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, we'll meet one of the native conversation partners for the Summer Immersion Program in Boston. Allison will tell us how to be your own best friend when it comes to language learning. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Allison, welcome to All Ears English. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you, Lindsay?
Awesome. I am so excited to have you here, Allison, because you are one of our mysterious native speakers, conversation partners that we talk about all the time, who participated last summer in our Urban Immersion Adventure. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's so cool. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Allison. I mean, where are you from and what do you do for work?
So I'm originally from Michigan, and I've now been in Boston for about 4 years.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm a musician, like normally, that's what I went to school for. Mm-hmm. But currently I've become a music instructor for developmentally delayed adults. So oh, wow. I've been doing a lot with music. Yeah. And that's kind of been my latest project.
Oh, cool. So it sounds like you combine your talent for music with helping people develop. Is that
Absolutely,
right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's so cool. I love the helping professionals. When people are able to like help people reach toward their goals. I mean, that's why we love teaching and helping people just grow, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I love that. So then that makes sense. That leads into my next question. Allison, why did you decide to join us in this program as a native speaker partner to help our students who are coming from abroad and they're coming to Boston or New York City? Why did you decide to join?
Well, I've always loved foreign languages and everything that comes with it, I guess, learning about everyone's cultures and their backgrounds, their family life, and really bonding over, I guess, even though there's barriers, like there's still a bond there and an understanding, like language barriers. It's probably been one of the most satisfying things in my life. And some of my best friends are from different countries whom I met as foreign exchange students. So
awesome. So where did you study abroad as a foreign exchange student?
So I studied in Austria for a bit. And then I've had two or three friends that came over to the States and we became friends in the States. So I didn't know them prior. But I actually just saw one that I hadn't seen in 8 years. And she was from Poland, but she studied in Michigan with me.
Oh, wow.
And we randomly met up in London just over New Year's. So
that's awesome. That's awesome. So you're passionate about cross-cultural kind of connections, right? And finding maybe what we have in common, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's so cool. That's so cool. Yeah. I remember when we first met and we sat down in a cafe and we talked about this, you know, this position as a native speaker in the Urban Immersion Program. And you sounded really passionate about it and really excited about it. I could tell.
Yeah. There's definitely a level of empathy, I think, that comes with, you know, working with foreign languages and being able to understand someone even when you're not necessarily speaking the same language. Like, there's just a lot that goes into it. And that's just, yeah, that's been some of my best friendships.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So tell me, let's go back to the summer program. So Allison, you worked with us in the August program and also in the October program, and you had a chance, you were there for a good chunk of both programs for the weekends. And what was your favorite kind of activity or challenge during those weekends? What would you say you enjoyed the most?
So for the first program, I got to experience more of the social events, and that was really exciting because that was the time where you really got to sit down and kind of work on, you know, like common language, you know, what you do when you go into a restaurant and conversations you have face to face. Like, it's really a different setting and it's really comfortable. Yeah. So I totally enjoyed that in the first one. So when it came around to the second, I believe I asked you, Lindsay, I was like, I really want to do more of the immersion, the activities.
Yes. Yes.
So, I would have to say my absolute favorite was Drama Lab by far.
A lot of people say that. It's so funny. Students and native speakers will say that the Drama Lab, why was the Drama Lab your favorite? That's so cool.
It definitely is an even playing field for both parties involved, because it's, you have to be creative. And that's really, I think, the basis of it. Like, no matter what language we're speaking, we're all creative and we all have our own ideas. Yeah. And to come together and have to create a 25-minute skit, you know, and then you have some guidelines, and it's just really fun. And then you also, for me, I think I got to see a whole other side of the people that were coming over and studying. You know, it's like, you get to see a sense of humor. You get to see the personality really shine because it's fun.
Yeah.
And there's nothing to be afraid of, which is great.
I love that. That's so cool. I mean, I think I see that as kind of the tipping point for a lot of students in terms of their confidence transformation, right? It's like, it happens usually on the Saturday afternoon. It's the second last day. And it's kind of that tipping point where after that, after they're ready to, you know, start the evening events, they have done the Drama Lab and they have essentially, as you said, they've teamed up with a native speaker, one or two people, and they've come together. You guys come together as a group to work towards that common goal. So all of a sudden we forget we're speaking with a native speaker. We forget to get nervous. And what happens in the process, we develop these language skills and this confidence that we would never get in a classroom.
Oh, absolutely. And it was, I think the biggest thing was the improv too. Like, there was a lot of in between. Like, you can plan what's going to happen in 25 minutes. But once you get up there, like, I just had never laughed so hard watching everyone. And it was cool because we were out in the park. So other people like that weren't even in our group came and watched, which was really cool. It was really entertaining.
That was so cool. I thought the telephone practice was pretty fun too. It was really
funny. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was super beneficial too.
I think next summer we're going to add more telephone practice, probably on Sunday, because that's something that I know our listeners really want to work on. And that's also something you can't find in a language school. Like, you don't get a chance to get on the phone with a native speaker and practice, but we can actually do that with our students here. So cool.
Well,
so cool.
Yeah. And we really rely on a lot of body language when you aren't completely fluent. So to have that taken away is like really helpful when you're trying to become fluent in another language.
Totally. That's so true. That's so true. I love it. So I have another question for you here, Allison. I mean, I know a lot of our students, they're excited about the fact that we do hire and bring on native speakers into this program because it's pretty unique. But at the same time, I think it freaks them out. Like, it scares us, right? Like, oh my God.
Absolutely.
Like, you know, the first night, the informal happy hour, the natives join us, right? You guys join us for that. And, you know, as soon as our students walk in, they're right there next to a native speaker. So what advice would you give them if they're coming this summer for how to actually approach speaking with a native speaker? What would you say?
Definitely try to be your own best friend instead of your worst critic.
Ooh, tell us more about that. Yeah. I like the way that sounds.
So since you are in a safe zone, like, the native speakers want to be there just as much as you do. obviously. I mean,
yeah,
that's,
sure.
That's why we're there.
Yes.
I know it's hard to not just, you know, when someone's speaking to you, to be inside your head and just being like, oh, I don't know if I'm saying this right. Oh, I don't know if this is going to come out right. It doesn't matter. Like, just say it. don't judge yourself, because if you do, it's not really helping anyone. Especially not yourself. If you know, you're trying to really get the language down. Yeah. And again, it's a safe zone. So there's no reason to be hard on yourself.
Exactly. And, you know, we create that safe zone because obviously, yeah, you guys apply for this program. You want to do this. This is something, you know, this isn't just anyone off the street, guys. These are people who are interested in intercultural communication and crossing cultures. So you want to be there. I love that idea. But in terms of, like, you know, the pace of your speaking, you don't really slow down, do you, very much, right? You just kind of speak normally. Is that true?
Oh, in person, yeah. And if I'm really excited, I speak a little too fast sometimes. So,
Right. So it's not like we're giving our students here any kind of like beginner's English. This is real English that you guys are hearing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. And especially in conversation, if we get talking about something we have in common, like if there's music that I like that you also like, I'll probably be talking full speed ahead. So since it's a context that, you know, you might understand, it's easier to follow though. So
it'll work out. Yeah. I mean, I like your point. The main point here is, you know, be your own best friend, because in the end with this program, guys, you really don't have the time to second guess yourself or to, you know, to be in the corner and afraid to speak, because the activities move so fast that you really just have to move, and it's a bias towards action, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I love that. So cool. So to finish up today, Allison, I want to ask you one final question. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. So what would you give as a piece of advice for students who are, you know, they're at home and they're thinking maybe they want to come this summer to Boston or New York, but they're not sure. They're kind of just like on the fence. What would you say to them about this program?
Well, I would just have to say immersion in general is going to be your best tool, if you will. Mm-hmm. And from my experience in my own language studies, that's been the thing that's really kicked it into gear and kind of taken it to that next level. Like, it takes you almost from a student perspective to a teacher perspective. Mm. Like, it's next level. And especially in Boston, it is such a welcoming city.
Yeah.
Beautiful, small. You can see all of it in 4 days. You really can.
Right.
I mean, as opposed to New York City.
Yeah. No, that's true.
And we're on the water. So
Boston. Location, I love it.
Location, history, and I guess just immersion in general is going to be your next step if you're hesitating. Like, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah, I love that. You said you traveled this fall to Belgium. Is that right?
Yep. Well, I was in London over New Year's, and then I took a few days and went to Belgium, and that was awesome.
And you experienced that immersion yourself, right?
I did. Yeah. And it was really hard to take my own advice, I found.
how was that? Tell us a little bit about that.
So when ordering, say, even if I were going to order a drink at the bar, I knew what to say in French. Yeah. And I still just kind of like made motions and was like quietly like, a beer, please. Because I was fighting myself to say it in French, even though I knew it. Like, I just didn't want to say it incorrectly.
Yeah.
And that's why I say be your best friend rather than your own critic, because I did know it. I just was afraid of saying it wrong or not perfect, rather.
Right. Connection, not perfection.
Yes. Exactly.
That's the key. So, I love that. Yeah. I mean, I think a number of immersion experiences every year is really what we need to, you know, I mean, maybe next summer you go back and maybe it's different, right? Because you've had these, stacking these experiences on top of each other, right?
Yeah. And it's hopefully, I mean, my goal is to get better and better in my own, you know, foreign languages. So.
Yeah, that's so cool.
That's the key.
Yeah,
it's immersion.
That's the key, immersion. I think our listeners will love the fact that you also are learning another language. You've done the immersion thing.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You've been in their shoes. You know what it feels like that first Thursday night at the happy hour. Mm-hmm. You know what the drama lab feels like. You know what it feels like to be learning another language. I love that, Allison. This is so cool. So, and I love what you said before about Boston. You know, a lot of people have shown a lot of interest in New York, but Boston is such a cool program as well, because it's, you know, if you guys are choosing between Boston and New York. You know, if you are someone who needs a little bit more of a quieter environment, that's probably your best choice, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, and it's more, I'd say more personalized. I mean, the group is already, well, from the past has been pretty much a lot of one-on-one, if not more.
Yeah, smaller
groups. But still, in your traveling and walking around the city, it's going to be easier than it would be around New York. It's just, better overall, in my opinion.
So in other words, Allison wants to meet you guys this summer, so she's pulling you to Boston. So cool.
Absolutely.
All right. Awesome. Well, thanks for coming on the show, Allison. It was so cool to have you on the show because, again, we always speak about the native speakers who join us. And finally, our listeners have had a chance to meet you. That's so cool. And guys,
I'm so happy. This is awesome.
It's awesome. It's so cool. All right. So hopefully you'll get to meet some of our listeners this summer. Guys, you know, today you've had a chance to meet one of the native speakers. And over the next few months, we'll have more native speakers on the show who are involved in this project, in this program. So apply now. All right. Because applications are going to start to get filled up. Spots are going to fill up. So go over to allearsenglish.com/immersion and get in your application. Awesome. All right, Allison, thanks for hanging out with me today. That was fun.
Yeah, it was. Thanks for having me, Lindsay.
Absolutely. See you soon.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye. Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.